Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting second. The center fielder, Johnny Whatwood. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Bill Hunfield. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Garland Braxton. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Garland Braxton. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, George Lepp. Batting second. The right fielder, Sam Rice. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Art Shires. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lloyd Brown. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Lloyd Brown. And now, play ball. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a fly ball into center field. Lepp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Lepp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield misplays the ball. That's an error on Hunfield. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maynisch moves to third. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cronin. The throw from Berg and he is safe. Cronin steals second. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com strikes out. One out. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Garland Braxton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braxton hits a fly ball into center field. Lepp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Braxton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Lepp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepp is 0 for 1 in the game. Lepp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Maynish hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Maynish. Kerr reaches second base with a double. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Whatwood bunts towards the mound. Brown juggles the ball. That's an error on Brown. Kerr moves to third. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge throws to second for one, and Meyer throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Kerr scores. Reynolds moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to third. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. The ball bounces off Cronin, and towards Meyer, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Reynolds scores. Jolly moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0 for 1 in the game. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a line drive into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-1 in the game. Berg hits a line drive into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Garland Braxton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braxton is 0-for-1 in the game. Braxton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0-for-1 in the game. Bluge hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Braxton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Spencer reaches second base with a double. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Lepp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepp is 0-for-2 in the game. Lepp hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spencer scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Braxton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Whatwood bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Kerr moves to second. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lepp, who is chasing the ball. Reynolds reaches third base with a triple. Kerr scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Jolly is hit by the pitch. Bill Cecil pinch hits for Bill Hunfield. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a fly ball into center field. Lepp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Reynolds tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, White Sox. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-2 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Lepp picks up the ball and throws it away. That's a double and an error on Lepp. Jolly goes all the way around to score. Clancy moves to third. It's 5-1, White Sox. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Bill Cecil now playing second base. John Kerr now playing shortstop. Hiney Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0-for-2 in the game. Shires hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Burke now pitching. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-2 in the game. Berg hits a fly ball into center field. Lep settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Garland Braxton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braxton is 0-for-2 in the game. Braxton takes first base on ball 4. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kerr is hit by the pitch. Braxton moves to second. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Whatwood hits a line drive towards third. Bluge catches it and throws to second to double up Braxton. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer hits a line drive into left field. Reynolds picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Reynolds. Meyer moves to second. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0-for-2 in the game. Bluge hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Meyer scores. It's 5-2, White Sox. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bluge moves to second. One out. Muddy Rule pinch hits for Bobby Burke. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bluge. The throw from Burke and he is out, applying the tag. Two outs. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule takes first base on ball 4. George Lepp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lepp hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Miles Thomas now pitching. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Jolly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to third. Alex Metzler pinch runs for Smee Jolly. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cecil hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. he's got one RBI. Clancy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. Metzler moves to second. It's 6-2, White Sox. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm is 0-for-3 in the game. Kahm hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lepp. Kahm reaches second base with a double. Metzler scores. Clancy moves to third. It's 7-2, White Sox. Benny Tate pinch hits for Mo Berg. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Barnes pinch hits for Garland Braxton. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Alex Metzler now playing right field. Benny Tate now catching. Pat Carraway now pitching. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Tate for a passed ball. Mainisch moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mainisch moves to third. Two outs. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0-for-3 in the game. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shires for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Kerr hits a line drive into center field. Lepp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-2 in the game. Whatwood takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Whatwood. The throw from Spencer and he is out, Cronin applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bluge takes first base on ball 4. Meyer moves to second. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carraway fields it and throws to third for the out. Bluge moves to second. One out. Dave Harris pinch hits for Miles Thomas. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caraway fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Washington Senators, 2. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.